Thank you for joining the Path audiobook series, where we follow the life of Neo, an African girl who navigates the challenges and obstacles in her path of purpose. This is an autobiographical fiction by Dr. Muthoni Omuhengo, and we hope you learn great lessons to apply in your life's journey towards becoming. Today's chapter, The Power of Company, is brought to you by Heritage Kids. This is a children's book ministry by CLC Kenya aimed at empowering boys and girls aged 2 to 12 to read, write, and publish Christian books. This is towards making Christian literature and resources available and accessible to all, so that young people can come to faith and maturity in Jesus Christ.
By the time Neo was finishing high school, she had no doubt in her mind that the favor of God was upon her. She knew she was destined for greatness, and her confidence in the bright future was beaming. The impact of the prophecy and dreams on her life lifted her confidence in her subconscious. She believed that her journey would lead her to the promised land, just like it did for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the Bible. However, Neo's life took an unexpected turn. She decided to explore technology and enrolled in a computer college located at a teacher's college, half an hour away from her home. Neo's family hoped that this venture would keep her busy that year as she waited to attend university. After all, every family sends their children to computer classes after they graduate from high school. At the college, Neo encountered a group of students who called themselves the Musketeers. Drawn to their rebellious charm and the promise of excitement, she soon found herself entangled with this enigmatic group. The boys and girls in that group were not as enthusiastic about the things of God as Neo was. They considered her backward and limited by pursuing a righteous life as a teenager. They made her feel like she was missing out on real living. Neo's family had always encouraged her to prioritize her education and faith, so they were concerned about her involvement with the Musketeers. However, Neo saw it as an opportunity to broaden her horizons and challenge herself in new ways. She believed that she could still maintain her values while learning from the experiences of others. Her desire to blend in with the Musketeers and prove herself to the group led her to consider finding a boyfriend. She believed that by doing so, she could show them that she could embrace new experiences while still staying true to her values and faith. However, deep down, Neo couldn't help but feel conflicted about compromising her principles for the sake of acceptance. As the consequences of Neo's choices began to unfold, she found herself caught up in a web of compromise in her faith. In just a few months that year, the joy of serving in church slowly faded away. Sunday turned from being the best day of her week to a dreaded one. Neo started to feel like she was losing a part of herself every time she went against her beliefs. The internal conflict grew stronger. Was the acceptance in the group worth her faith? Just for the sake of acceptance? Neo often wondered within her. The time she spent hanging out with the wrong people, both boys and girls, was the worst investment she could make in her life. Their company pulled her away from the love of God, His service, and His calling upon her life. Their influence blinded her, and she lost sight of her calling. It wouldn't be until later, when she hit rock bottom, that she would realize the importance of staying true to her faith and following God's plan for her. She had started digging a rabbit hole that would cost her the following 5 years of her life. At the end of that year, inspired by the story of Isaac sending Jacob away after he had received the blessing, Neo left her hometown of Embu and embarked on a new adventure towards Eldoret, about 450 kilometers or 8.5 hours away by road, filled with hope and anticipation for what lay ahead. At this point, she had buried all her childhood experiences deep down in her heart, and there were no dots to connect to make a line that could guide her in the right direction she was meant to take. She did not know the great significance of writing down what God was saying in one season, even if it did not make sense at the time. Had she considered the wisdom of Habakkuk to write down the vision and engrave it plainly on tablets so that the one who reads it would run, she would have saved herself a lot of trouble. Knowing that the vision could still be for an appointed future time and that it was hurrying toward the goal of fulfillment so that it did not fail, would have helped her a great deal. For her, she did not want to delay or wait patiently for things to happen. She was a go-getter, and ambition was her motto. she was ready to take her blessing by force, like Jacob had done. So, she set out for Eldoret to take a degree in business management with a bias towards accounting, finance, and banking. Had she written down the prophecy, this amazing opportunity weighed on the scale of God's word for her, would have set off all the alarm bells. First, she was going to pursue a good course that was wrong for her. Had God spoken, not once or twice, but three times? However, she was over the moon to go to university. She was a bright student, and that move was what the world prescribed for students like herself. That was her blessing from God, she figured, and she was going to take it by force. Since she was gifted at entrepreneurship, and had experience with it from her upbringing, the university education was going to cement everything. Forgetting what God had said concerning her, the plan seemed solid and good for her. But how could a man's ways be better than God's ways? As the sun dipped below the horizon, Neo, her mother, and her uncle stood at the entrance of the university after a day's journey from Mbu. Her heart was fluttering with a blend of excitement and a touch of nervous energy. The campus sprawled before her like a labyrinth of knowledge waiting to be unraveled. Neo's eyes widened as she took in the grandeur of the university's architecture, the centuries-old buildings whispering tales of academic brilliance. After going through the motions of registration, filling out forms, and selecting courses, her mother and uncle bid her goodbye. As they left, Neo felt a mix of emotions, gratitude for their support and a sense of independence as she embarked on this new chapter. She took a deep breath, ready to immerse herself in the challenges and opportunities that awaited her at the university. Her new home for the academic year was a quaint dormitory named The Haven, a name that sparked curiosity in Neo's imaginative mind. With her bags in tow, she stepped into the lobby, where she was greeted by the hum of excited chatter and the occasional burst of laughter. The air was charged with a symphony of voices weaving into the background music of newfound friendships. Inside her room, Neo felt a sense of ownership and independence. She couldn't wait to dive into the academic ocean and explore the depths of knowledge that awaited her. Orientation week unfolded like a whirlwind of discovery. Neo attended welcome sessions, joined clubs that piqued her interests, and marveled at the eclectic mix of individuals who would become her companions on this intellectual voyage. From the Business Management Club to the Young Entrepreneurs Society, Moi University offered a spectrum of opportunities, and Neo was determined to sample them all. She, however, stayed away from the Christian Union. She did not want religious people breathing on her neck and judging her lifestyle. She wanted to be free from it all. The rabbit hole was getting deeper and deeper, and it was going downhill from there. There was no going up from there.
We hope you enjoyed this story. We express our gratitude for following yet another episode of the Path audiobook series. Join us for the next chapter, At the Rock Bottom. And don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review at www.kenyaclc.org or on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Spotify, and other audio platforms of your choice. The social media handle is at @CLCKenya. May the Lord order your steps into His perfect will for you. And may you always sense enough light from God for the step you need to take.